Hey y'all, what's going on? It's been a while since I recorded a message for my podcast. It's because I'm still grieving, y'all. And I've come to the realization that I will always be grieving. It's just how you deal with it throughout the time frame. I go to therapy. I talk to psychiatrists. I take medication, and all of that is all part of my grieving process. That's everything I need to cope with what's going on. And I can tell you one thing about it, the therapy, the medication, and also meditation. It doesn't make it go away. It makes the days bearable. I still feel pain. I still hurt, but I get up every day and go through. As of late, I've been feeling kind of bad because I've been getting better. That's kind of crazy. I've been feeling kind of bad because I've been getting a little better. And what I mean by that is that although it's painful thinking about the loss of my son, it's kind of like I want to hold on to it for some reason. Because almost like if I let it go, it seems as if like I'm letting him go. But I've learned that's not the case. I do have to continue on. They have different steps of the grief process. It says 5 steps of grief, you know. And with this process, it's another 7-step process of grief. And they say that what I'm going through right now is the reconstruction phase. And with the reconstruction phase, they say that as time goes on, that you're able to become more functional. Start to do some of the things that I used to do. And like I said, with the reconstruction phase, it doesn't mean that the feeling that I have, that I'm going through right now, goes away. That it's completely gone or nothing. I can start to see things a little clearer. You know what I mean? Trying to figure out what this new normal is. And I guess that's the reconstruction phase of reconstructing your life without the person that you love so much. You know, it's hard that people talk about continuing going on without the person you love. You hear it in books. You see it. You see people walking around and you don't know what they're going through. It's just what happened, y'all. I'm that person. And it hurt. It does, man. And I'm that person. I'm that person. So I'm reconstructing. Damn. Oh. But it pushes you towards, they say, the reconstruction phase helps you get to the phase of acceptance. And I guess that I guess what I'm gonna talk about from here on out, I guess, is the different phases of grief. You know, and you go, you wax and wane between the different stages. There's shock and disbelief. There's denial, guilt, anger and bargaining, depression, loneliness, reflection. Reconstruction and working through. I said it's a phase I'm in right now. And then the final stage of grief is acceptance. And they never really, well, it's acceptance. Acceptance is where it's like the final stage of everything. But it's no order that these things come in. But it said it takes much time as it takes to get through this thing. And I just want to, I'm thankful that I have you, the podcast listeners, to aid me in my process of getting through my grief. I did start back doing stuff again. I started back cooking. And that felt good, cooking again. And other things like getting up. I got a different routine now. You know what I mean? I got a different routine. But it doesn't go away. I just wanted to be thankful that I have all you genuine people to talk to and listen to. And also, too, it gave me another avenue. I know I talked about like the t-shirts and stuff like that. So I've been YouTubing a lot. I've been YouTubing a whole lot on how to make t-shirts and things of that sort. So that's still coming. So that's something to look forward to, you know. And I'm looking forward to this series of Walk With Me podcast to go further than just talking on your cellular device or however you listen to the podcast right now. Like I said, I'm still looking to move towards the video cast and still have the podcast too, but also doing video and tutorial, the video and whatnot. I'm looking, going through that. So, again, guys, I want to thank you so much for walking with me and taking this journey with me. I hope that wherever you listen to that, this find you at a pleasant spot, pleasant day. Me and my family keep on the well wishes and the prayers for us, because it's a never ending cycle. And as you go through, I'm going through, and thank you guys for going through with me. And to think about the reconstruction phase as I'm making this video. The audio may sound a little different, whatnot, because I'm actually outside with my little gas grill here, making some sausage and some salmon. So, yes, I have found ways to move on. And I want to say it's called moving on. Like I said, I told you guys I'm reluctant with that move on thing, making me feel like I'm forgetting my son. So, it's not so much as moving on, it's getting to what the new normal is. And that's where I'm at. And I guess it's, and you have to allow, I have to allow myself to be able to transition into this reconstruction phase. I tell you that it's difficult. It's difficult trying to let yourself just go. It's difficult for me to know that it's changing, because now with change, you know, people talk about how they welcome change and change is good and things of that sort. But right now, I'm to the point where I kind of like want things to like remain the same. Like you're in that fear of a change. You're in I'm in this stagnant mode, this transition phase, trying to move forward. You know what I mean? And I'm not moving forward. I am moving forward, but then I don't want to. So I have like thoughts about what to do, but I don't want to do it. You mean like, no, I can't do that, because man. But yeah, that's it. Like I don't want to move forward. You know what I mean? I don't want to stay here either. But also, I don't want to move forward. So I'm in a reconstruction thing, I guess. As you reconstruct, it's like building a house and remodeling. That you have a plan. Then once you see how it's put together, be like, oh, no, I don't like that. Change. I want this to be this way, that way. Right? So with my whole body, my being as a person, I have to allow this process to happen and to take place. And I really don't want to. That's the truth. I don't want to. I think I don't want to get better because a part of me can't see myself doing the things I used to do without my son. You know? That's where I'm at. But I do, I know you guys hear me a lot talk about my son, but I have a wife and I have a daughter as well. My daughter is 20, she'll be 21 soon. And I have a wife, and we're going on our 25th anniversary coming up here pretty soon. So I'm not alone. I'm not lonely, but it's just that part of me I'm missing, and I know it's gone. You know what I mean? I know it's gone. Reconstruction, y'all. Reconstruction. So again, I just say, stay tuned, be on the lookout for the video. Like I said, it's gonna be coming soon. The videos will be coming soon, and also too, for those who want to support, feel like supporting, give you more information out about how you get, like, the, if you can see on your phones or have you listen to it, the logo, Walk With Me, the logo of the podcast. I'm gonna have that and have some start off with some type of merchandise. Looking at t-shirts, and as it moved to the fall season, sweatshirts and polo shirts and hood sweatshirts and t-shirts, ball caps, things of that sort, as things progress. But again, I have to get in front of you guys, and you guys see me before I let all that take off. Yeah, I'm gonna set up more things too, a way that I can respond, for you guys can respond to me. I need to set something up too, for I can get feedback from you guys as well. And that's what I want to do. So again, thank you guys so much for lending me your ear on this day. You guys have a good day.